Table 7. Exercise 2, page 144.
The evolution of the capture. In 1950, computers were the size of a very large desk and were mainly used to solve mathematical problems. They certainly couldn't think for themselves. Yet some people had already started imagining a world where artificial intelligence, AI, was everywhere. One of these people was the British mathematician Alan Turing. He worried that, in the future, it might become difficult to know whether a person was communicating with another human or with a machine. So he described a simple test for telling whether a computer can think. You put the computer behind a screen, and behind another screen you put a person. Then a second person sends and receives text from behind both screens. If they cannot tell whether they are communicating with the person or the computer, then that computer has true AI. This became known as the Turing test. When Turing came up with his idea, there really wasn't much use for it. However, in today's world, it isn't easy to tell the difference, especially online. Since the 1990s, different forms of capture tests have been used to distinguish human users from computer users, bots, and stop the bots from entering websites. This is important because it can stop cybercriminals, spamming, and cyber attacks, and makes online payments more secure. At first, captures were blurred or stretched letters that people could read, but bots couldn't recognize. Then they progressed to images. You might see an everyday scene of a street with a grid on top of it and be asked to click on every square with a car inside it. However, as far back as 2016, students at Columbia University, USA, proved that ordinary image recognition software could solve these captures 70% of the time. This is the problem. As computers get smarter, captures have to get more difficult. But by now, some people are saying they are too difficult for humans. Some recent captures include listening to different pieces of music and identifying the one with a repeating pattern and rotating an image to face in the opposite direction. So, what's next for web security? Well, there are a few options. One might be to replace captures as we know them with physical challenges, like rotating your phone 90 degrees to the left or right. Another is already in use. Some companies use invisible challenges, which check the movements of your cursor or your browser history, and then simply ask you to tick a box saying, "I'm not a robot." However, this involves checking internet users' private information, and so many people do not agree with it.